Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Ches. We are holding on Daf Zayin Amid Beis. We are at the third to last skinny line on Daf Zayin Amid Beis. Hahu Gavra Da'akdash B'Shirai. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Alea Shalom, Nisham Shav Naliyah. We thank him for continuing to sponsor the Daf Yomi Shir each and every day. So what we're going to discuss today is, first, we're going to talk about whether the item that one uses for Kiddushin requires Shuma. If it's something of unknown value, do you need to first assess it so that its value be very clearly known at the time of Kiddushin? So that is going to be a machlokas between Rav Yosef, between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. So the Gemara is going to have on Amud Aleph two different possibilities of Mina Aminala for Rav Yosef. Where does Rav Yosef get his shita that you in fact need a shuma, that you need to assess the exact value of the item so that it be known by the Kala at the time that she receives the Kiddushin? Then the Gemara is going to discuss saying that saying to a woman that you want to be Mekadisher with a mana, and then only giving her a dinar. So is that already the beginnings of Kiddushin? Is that Kiddushin already and you just have to finish paying the rest of it later on? Or do we say, no, the Kiddushin is only going to be Chal once you finish paying the entire amount that you said you're being Mekadisher with? Then the Gemara is going to discuss being Mekadish with a Mashkon. Okay, and we're going to talk about what that even means to be Mekadesh with a Mashkon. And then the Gemara is going to say, what happens if a woman reacts to receiving the Kiddushin by doing something strange? Instead of taking the ring and putting it on her finger, she takes it and she throws it into the ocean, or she throws it right back in front of his face. So how do we interpret that behavior? Is that a rejection of the Kiddushin? Is that just a test to see how the fellow is going to react to such unusual behavior? Then the Gemara is going to say, what happens if the woman says, when the man offers her a kesef kiddushin, tein la abba, tein la avicha, tein la ploni, give it to this one, to that one, to the other one. So is that a valid form of kiddushin? So all of those things are going to be the discussion, but the first thing we discuss is going to be about shuma. So let's begin three lines before the lines get wide on daf Zayin Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, who gavra da'aktish b'shirai? There was a person that was Mekadesh and Isha with some silk clothing, and its exact value was not known. So Rabbah Amar lo tzrichi shuma. Rabbah says, you don't need to know its exact value, you don't need to make an assessment, it's obviously worth more than a pruta, and therefore it's fine. Rav Yosef Amar tzrichi shuma, then no, you need to know its exact value before the Kiddushin, and if you don't do a shuma, then she's not Mekudeshes. Ita Amar lo b'koldu, so says Mar, if when he was Mekadesher, he said b'koldu, who he said, but whatever it's worth, here's your the item that I'm being Mekadish you with, then everyone would say you don't need a shuma, because he said Mekaldu, so she was willing to accept it whatever it's worth. And if he said to her that he's being Mekadish her with something that's worth Chamishin, that it's worth 50 zuz, and he says, here, take these big day meshi, take these silk clothing as something that's worth 50 zuz, so then v'lo shavu chamishin, and they turn out not to be worth 50 zuz, halo shavu, so then they weren't what he said they were, and she only had das to be miskadesh if it was worth 50 zuz. So that's not a machlokas either. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas is da amar chamishin, he said being mekadesh was something worth chamishim zuz, v'shavu chamishin, and they were actually worth 50 zuz, but it wasn't known at the time that they were worth 50 zuz. Rabbah Amar lo tzrichi shuma da shav chamishin. Rabbah says, you don't need a shuma. It was worth what he said it was worth, and therefore the kiddushin is perfectly valid. Tosos on Daf Tesa Meral says that it's dafka big day meshi that Rabbah would say don't require a shuma, because their shuma is somewhat known, meaning you know a ballpark price for what the silk clothing is worth, but something that it could vary wildly from with slight changes, like a diamond, it could be worth twice, 10 times as much, just based on the clarity and based on other things that are not easy to tell just by taking a quick glance at it. Even Rabbah would agree that such a thing requires a shuma. That's what the Balei HaTosfos writes. So the Ran quotes or understands a Rambam that daf dafka bigdei meshi don't require a shum according to Rabbah, because the woman very much wants bigdei meshi. She's very interested in silk clothing, so she's willing to be miskadesh even if she doesn't know its exact value. But maybe other items, even Rabbah would agree that she needs to know its exact value. So again, this is the shita of Rabbah, that she doesn't need a shuma. So all the Rishonim are saying, yeah, even Rabbah says that you don't need a shuma, it's only when it's silk clothing, but when it comes to other things, you probably do need a shuma. And then Rav Yosef Amar, Tzrichi shuma. Rav Yosef says, you do need a shuma, even on the silk clothing. Because if she doesn't know exactly what this is worth, she doesn't have smichas das for kiddushin, unless she knows exactly what she's getting. So if you don't do an assessment, an evaluation of how much this is worth, you can't assume that she has real smichas das for kiddushin. Ikata Amri, and a second version of this machlokas, is bekoldu nami pligi, that the machlokas, Rabbah and Rav Yosef, is even when you say bekoldu, you don't give any indication in advance of how much the item is supposed to be worth. The Marsha says that the Girsa should not be Bekoldu Nami Pligi, but that Bekoldu Pligi, that they only argue when it's Bekolduhu, that if he said Chamishin, then for sure everyone would agree, there's no machlokas, everyone would agree you need a Shuma. Meaning, what you find is that all the discussion in the Rishonim moves it more toward the direction of requiring a Shuma. From the Gemara, it sounds like it's like 50-50, it's machlokas Rabbah Rav Yosef, either you do or you don't. And all the comments of the Rishonim move it more in the direction of requiring a shuma, right? We have the Tosos and the Ran, that even Rabbah agrees when it comes to things that are not silk. And then you have the Marsha over here saying, take out the word Nami, because according to this Lashon, if you said 50, then everyone would agree you need a shuma. It's only when it's Bekoldu that they have a machlokas, that Rav Yosef Amar Shava Kesef. Rav Yosef says that even though she's Gomeris Daita to be Miskadesh, that nevertheless she's not Mekudeshes, because that Shava Kesef Areu Ki Kesef, Shava Kesef has the same din as Kesef, not only in the fact that you can be Mekadesh with Shava Kesef, but in some of its details. Ma Kesef Tikitz Av Shava Kesef Nami Tikayit, that just like Kesef is a clearly defined amount, so too when you're being Mekadesh with Shava Kesef, it only works if it's a clearly defined amount. So if there's no Shuma, then there is no clearly defined amount. So now the Gemara is going to tell us two different possible sources for the Shita of Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef, mina aminala. So Rav Yosef says, where do I learn my din that you in fact require a Shuma? Detanya, because we have a Brisa, talks about the Pasuk relating to an Eved Ivri, where it says, im od rabos pashanim lefien yashiv gulaso mi kesef miknaso, the Pasuk says, that he's poded himself with the kesef that he was acquired with. So bekesef hu nikne, veinu nikne b'tvua v'kelim. So you see that an Eved could be nikne with kesef, but not with tvua and kelim, which are shava kesef. So says Gemara, really? You cannot be kona an Eved with bartering him for tvua and kelim? Hai tvua v'kelim echidami. What exactly is the case of tvua and kelim that we're talking about? Ilei medulo maknibu klal, if you're going to say that you can't be kona with them at all, that you need actual kesef to be kona and eved, no, yashiv gula soa marachmana. The word yashiv in the pasuk is extra, because it could have said lepien gula so mikesef miknaso. It didn't need yashiv gula so lerebel shava kesef kikesef. And we darshin that extra word comes to tell me that shava kesef is the same as kesef. So since it says gula so mikesef miknaso, that the pidyon goes back with kesef, which is what you use to buy the Eved with. So we see from there that he's also nikna b'shava kesef. But if we're talking about tvu and kelim that aren't even worth a shava pruta, and that's what we're saying, that that's the kind of tvu and kelim that you can't use for a kinyan of an Eved, well, my ear tvu of a kelim, I feel kesef nami. Well, that's not unique to tvu and kelim. Kesef that's not a shava pruta also can't be used. It must be that we're talking about tvua kelim that is worth a shava pruta, But v'kivin d'lokaitzi lo. And even though you could use tefuah v'kelim for a kinyan of an eved, but it needs to be a known amount. It needs to be a known value. And since this tefuah and kelim don't have a known value, and you cannot be konan an eved with it, because to be konan an eved, or for that matter, for our purposes, an isha with shava kesef, it has to have a known value. So the Bryce is telling us that you cannot be konan b'tefuah kelim if the value is not known. So you see that a kinyan cannot be done with shava kesef unless you know the value of that shava kesef. Says Rav Yosef, that's where I get my din that you require a shuma. V'idach, what about Rabbah who disagrees with Rav Yosef and does not require a shuma? What's he going to do with this Bryce? He'll say, no, the Bryce is not telling me that we should learn from the pasuk that you can only be konat with tevuah kelim if it has known value. No, hachika amar. What the Bryce means to tell me is b'toras kesef hu nikna. You're kona him with a kinyan kesef that which could be done both with kesef and with shava kesef. But ve'in nikna b'toras tevuah v'kelim. When you're kona in Evan, you cannot do so with the type of kinyan that's normally associated with the use of tevuah and kelim. You can use actual tevuah and kelim because that's shava kesef. That's a type of kinyan kesef, but not the type of kinyan that's normally associated with tevuah and kelim. Umayninu, what is the type of kinyan normally associated with tevuah and kelim? Chalipin. We mean that you're not allowed to do kinyan chalipin. So that's to be mekadesh nisha. And that we've seen that you can't do kinyan chalipin to be mekadesh nisha. A woman is not makna atzma pachs mishav pruta. We learned all that back in Daf Gimel. We had it a few times already. So that's what the Bryce is telling me, that an Eved Ivri is not nikna bikin chalipin, and for that matter, a woman is also not nikna bikin chalipin. Now, there is discussion in the Rishonim, what are the mechanics of kinyan chalipin in general? Is kinyan chalipin a form of kinyan kesef, or is it an entirely independent type of kinyan? So everyone brings a raya from this Gemara. Question is which direction the raya goes. The Rashba and the Tshuva says, oh, from the fact that the Gemara is mimait chalipin from the pasuk of mikesef miknaso, so you see that chalipin is not kesef, mikesef miknaso, but not chalipin. So you see that it's not the same. Rabbi Kivenger says, why would you need to say and not chalipin? What would be the havamina that it is chalipin from the fact that you think that chalipin would be included in kesef, and you need a special drush to tell me that it's not included in kesef? Tells you that the mechanics of chalipin are like kinyan kesef. Now this is talking about an eved ivri that is sold to a guy. So you see that an eved ivri is not nikna to a guy with chalipin, right? That's the context. We're talking about an eved ivri that's sold to a nachri. So a nachri cannot be koneh that eved ivri with chalipin. So Tosus back on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph said, ooh, what does that tell you about a nachri's ability to be koneh things in general with kinyan chalipin? If I have a special pasuk telling me that eved ivri can't be nikna to a nachri with chalipin, it must be that a nachri in general can be koneh things with chalipin. That chalipin is one of the darkei kinyanim that actually works for a nachri. However, the Shach and Choshev Mishpat and some Kuf Chav Gimel rejects this raya. He says a guy is not koneh b'chalipin. He's not koneh anything b'chalipin. And the miut over here is needed dafka for an eved ivri that's nimkar liYisrael. That an eved ivri can never be nikna b'chalipin, even among those who can chalipin normally works for. That's obviously a very relevant discussion, halacha lemaisa, whether a nachri is able to use kinyan chalipin to acquire things, because from a chiras chametz, if kinyan chalipin was a slam dunk, if it was clear that he's able to use kinyan chalipin, we wouldn't have to do 18 different kinyanim when we sell chametz. We would just do kinyan chalipin, and that would be the end of it. Kinyan chalipin is two of the kinyanim. We do chalipin on the karka and on the chametz itself. It is part of the kinyanim that we do, but it's not the only kinyan that we do. Tosus also writes in Dibra Maschul Amai that every ivri is not kona es atzmo b'chalipin also, but Tosus doesn't say where he got that from, meaning that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about someone being kona the eved with chalipin, not being kona es atzmo. So the Marsha writes that it could be that since an eved kanani is nikna b'chalipin and he's also kona es atzmo b'chalipin, so Tosus assumes that we're just not mechalik between that which he's nikna with and that which he is kone es atzma with. In Mishnah Melech, in the second paragraph of Chavadim, he says that it's mistaver that way, that he's, if he's not kone es atzma b'chalipin, it's mistaver that he's not nikne with chalipin as well. However, Tosos Maseches Babasa writes that an Eved Ivri is kone es atzma b'chalipin, just like an Eved Kanani is kone es atzma b'chalipin. That this whole discussion that it excludes chalipin as one of the ways to be kone an Eved, that's when you're buying the Eved. But kone es atzma, that could work with chalipin. So I ask Marla, Rav Nachman, Dam Peros Lavdi Chalipin Ma'ikel Meimar. According to Rav Nachman, that Peros are not something that you could do chalipin with. So then how are you going to explain the Brisa that says that an Eved is not nikna with Tavua or Kalim? It can't be to be Memayit Kin Chalipin, because Tavua and Kalim anyway. Our Peros is Tavua. Tavua is Peros. Anyways, can't be used for Chalipin according to Rav Nachman. Ela li olam deles b'shav pruta. So rather, the Brisa is talking about, like we said at first, where it's not worth a shav pruta. You ask, if it's not worth the shavar pruta, then obviously it can't be used for the kinyan, because even if it were kesef, you can't use it for the kinyan if it's not worth the shavar pruta. Why would we distinguish and say, oh, tavu v'kelim are different? So no, we're singling out tavu v'kelim for the following reason. It's obvious that when it comes to kesef, that the definition of kesef is that it needs to be worth a shavar pruta. But by Tavua and Kalim, I would have thought that since the Hana'a you get from Tavua and Kalim is much more readily accessible than with Kesef, so I would think it doesn't need to be worth a Shavar Pruta. So Kamash Milan, that's what it's telling me, that just like Kesef has to be worth a Shavar Pruta to affect the Kenyan, so too Tavua and Kalim need to be worth a Shavar Pruta. That idea of Mekarva Hanasayu means that with Kesef, there's nothing I could do with the money until I buy something with it. Only when I buy something with the money, then I get hana from that which I buy. But there's no benefit, there's no actual intrinsic value or benefit that I can get from the kesef itself. That same concept of mekarva hana asayu comes up in the Gemara in Ksubas Tav Samach Zayin in the Tzedakah Sugyas. There is a Tzedakah Sugya in Ksubas Tav Samach Zayin where it talks about the different schar that a man typically has in giving tzedakah and that a woman typically has in giving tzedakah. Because it used to be that the way a woman would give tzedakah, someone comes to the house and she'd cook him a meal, she'd serve him some food, and the way a man would give tzedakah is he'd give money. So the Gemara says about, I think it was Marukva, that he and his wife would give Tomche Shabbos run, right? They would go drop off packages by people, and one time someone wanted to see who was dropping off the packages, and they ran after him to see who it was, and he ran away, he didn't want to be caught, and then he ended up in a furnace somewhere where there were hot coals on the floor, and his feet were burning, and his wife said, just step on my feet are fine. So that's the first source for mommy hands, right, that they don't get burnt from the oven, right? But so she said, my feet are fine. So he didn't know, why is it that her feet aren't burning and my feet are burning? So the Gemara says, Mekarva Hana Asayu, because when she gives people tzedakah, they can benefit from it immediately. He gives people tzedakah, they have to figure out, where am I going to buy? How am I going to... So that's not a... there is a benefit to Mekarva HaNasayu. So over here, it's a Hava Amina, that I might think that since Mekarva HaNasayu, it doesn't need to be worth a Shavar Pruta, Kamash Mulan, that it does need to be worth a Shavar Pruta. So I'm Rav Yosef Mina Aminila. Rav Yosef says, Mina Aminila, another possible source for Rav Yosef Shita, that you do need a Shuma. Titania, we have a Brisa that talks about, if a person has a firstborn son, where you need to do pidyon haben with chamisha slaim to a kohen, and he says to the kohen, egel zeh le pidyon bni, I'm giving you this egel for the pidyon haben of my son. Talis zeh le pidyon bni, I'm giving you this talis for pidyon haben. Lo amar klum, it does not work as pidyon haben. But if he says egel zeh bechamish slaim le pidyon bni, talis zeh bechamish slaim le pidyon bni, then beno padui. If he says I'm giving you this egel or this talis valued at chamish slaim, then it does work. Well, hi pidyon hechidami. This pidyon that he's doing with the egel and the talis, what exactly is the case? If it's not actually worth chamish slaim, kol kaminei, is there even a havamina that it would work? But what, because he says that it's worth chamish slaim, it's going to work even though it's not worth chamish slaim? That doesn't make any sense. Elav afal gav de shavi, it must be that even though it is worth chamish slaim, if you didn't say that it's worth chamish slaim, it's not going to work. Why? Since its value was not known, even though it actually is worth the chamish slaim, but you just said egel zeh, tal zeh, and and the person didn't know, the Kohen didn't know what he was getting in terms of value, so the Pidyon HaBen does not work. Ah, so you see that you need to have known value. And the same is true by Kiddushin. So says Gemara, lo, li'olam delo shavi. No, maybe by the case of Pidyon HaBen, is it taka is not worth chamisha sloim, who could go into kabil Kohen ilavei. But the case is that the Kohen was maskim to accept it in lieu of chamish sloim. Ki yad Rav Kahana shakul sudra mi bei Pidyon HaBen. Just like Rav Kahana would take a sudar, he would take a turban as payment for Pidyon HaBen. And turbans, were not porcelinos. They weren't worth chamish sloim. They were worth. They didn't cost as nearly as much. So Amalei, and he would say to the Avi HaBen, l'didi chazi li chamish sloim. To me, this is worth chamish sloim, and therefore the ben is padui. So over here also in the safe of the brisa, we're talking about that the Kohen was maskim to be mekabel because for him it's worth chamish sloim, and that's why it's effective for Pidyon HaBen, because for that person it's worth chamish sloim. So Amar Rav Ashi lo amaran, this din that a Kohen is able to say that something is worth chamish sloim for him is only ela kagon Rav Kahana de gav rabba hu mibayli sudara areshe. That only works for someone like Rav Kahana who's a gav rabba, and therefore he needs to wear a sudar, meaning when a person is gav rabba, they need to be more dignified, and wearing a turban is a more dignified thing, right? That's the basis for the idea that a married person covers their head with a talis and a single person does not. The Mishnah Berurah discusses, because when a person is married, they have to be a little more dignified. They have to behave in a more dignified manner, not like a yeshiva bachur, not as much as a married person. So that's why they would cover their head with a talis. That's why rabbanim very often, even in communities where balabatim don't wear hats, the rabbanim wear the hats, because it's where people wear a hat dafka for Shabbos and not for a weekday, because it's a sense of putting a sudar al reisha, is a sense of a certain sense of dignity. Avul kuli alma lo, but the rest of the people, all other people, a sudar would not be worth chamish shloim. Ki adam marbar avashi zavon sudra mi ime de rabba mikubi, that marbar avashi once bought a sudar from the mother of Rabba, from a place called Kube, Shavi Asara, that was worth only 10 zuz, and Mar Barav Ashi was an Adam Gadol, he needed the Sudar, so in that position where he didn't have one, but Talaisar, he paid 13 zuz for it. So that's like we said, that an Adam Gadol requires a Sudar. I was once pulling up to a Chasna, and I forgot my hat, I don't know where I was coming from or something, so I forgot my hat. My son was pulling up at the same time, he takes his hat off his head, he puts it right on my head, he says, I could go without a hat. You shouldn't go without a hat. So that's this sense that if you're a rabbi or whatever, so you should have a sudar al reshe. Now, from this story with Rav Kahana, that Rav Kahana received money for Pidyon HaBen, so it sounds like Rav Kahana was a Kohen. Tosfos over here, Dibur Maskel Rav Kahana says, problem is, the Gemara Pesachim Mem Tes very strongly implies, or states pretty explicitly, that he was not a Kohen, because Pesachim Mem Tes talks about yichus of different people, who should marry who, that miyuchasim marrying miyuchasim, and if there's a mismatch in the yichus, then that's not proper. So it says that Rav Kahana was punished because he married a Kohenes, even though he was only Yisrael. So he was punching above his weight class, right? He was marrying someone who was of a much greater yichus. So whatever that means, and however that plays out, but the bottom line is, it says it's very clear Rav Kahana was not a Kohen. So Tosfos has two terutzim. Number one, he says there must have been two Amoraim by the name of Rav Kahana. So one of them was a Kohen, and the other one just had a name that sounds like Kohen, but was not actually a Kohen. The other answer Tosfos says is that he was not a Kohen, but he was still able to take Pidyon HaBen money because he was taking it on behalf of his wife. And his wife was a Kohenes. So that leads to the question, is that true? Does a Kohenes get Pidyon HaBen money? Meaning, can you do Pidyon HaBen with a Kohenes? So Rashba has a tshuva where he quotes Tosfos, and he says from his own Rebbeim to disagree with Tosfos. He says, Meichi Tesi, you can give to a Kohenes? No, you need to give to a Kohen. Pidyon HaBen doesn't go to a female Kohen. The Chasam Sofer is quoted in the Pisri Tshuvin, Simen Shinhei in Yardei. Simen Shinhei is the simen about Pidyon HaBen. It's a geshmak simon to learn. It's one simon in Shulchan Aruch about Pidyon HaBen. A lot of yisodistika topics within the sugis of Pidyon HaBen. So he writes, the Pesachei Tshuva writes in Sivkat Nehei, in the name of the Chasam Sofer, that a person cannot be poda by giving to a Kohen by giving to a Bas Kohen who's married to Yisrael. And he quotes Tosos and he says, yeah, Tosos is thinks that you can, but Sefer Chinuch and the Rush and the Tur all say no. They all say Kohen v'lo Kohenes. So Tosos is Mesupik to begin with. It's two deus in Tosos. So I'm not going to go with the possibility of Tosos versus all the other Rishonim that say not that way. And the Chassam Sofer writes, though, that what if a person doesn't have a Kohen accessible to him, and it's the day that the Pidyon HaBen is supposed to be done. So he says, that day you can still give the money to a Kohenes, Beli Bracha, and then when you find a Kohen, you should do it again, you should do the Pidyon HaBen again, L'chora, again without a Bracha, because it might have worked when you gave to the Kohenes, which highlights how important it is to do the Pidyon HaBen on time, right? Meaning you're not supposed to needlessly delay a Pidyon HaBen, that rather do with the Kohenes than to delay the Pidyon HaBen. We don't know, it says Chassam Sofer, my Yulad Yom, what tomorrow is going to bring. I don't know if you'll ever have a chance in the future. We don't know. We have to do mitzvahs in general at the first opportunity to do those mitzvahs. Okay, so now says the Gemara further. Amar Rav Elazar, hiskachi li b'mana b'nasan l'dinar. A man says, I'm being mekadesh with the mana, and then he gives her a dinar. Harei zo mekadeshes. That works v'yashlim, as long as he ultimately he has to then pay off the rest of the money. So my time, why is it that she's mekadeshes right away? Because kivin d'amar la mana v'yav la dinar k'man d'amar la al menastami. If he said mana and he only gave her a dinar, we view it as if he said his kachili bedinar al menas that I pay you a mana in the future. So that's the way we view it. That whenever you say al menas, that's the same as if you're saying me'achshav, that the kiddusha should be chal right now, and therefore as soon as he gives that small amount, that that kiddusha is chal. So says Mar Meisvei, but I'll challenge you from a brisa. If a man says to a woman, his kachili bemana, I want to be mekadesh you with a mana, and he starts counting it out. He takes out a dinar, then another dinar. Rotza echon me'el nachzor, afilu bedinar achron, or shus biyado. If either party wants to back out until that last dinar that's mashlim to the mana was filled, they could still back out. Why? Because the kiddushin didn't happen yet. So that's a kasha. We just said that the kiddushin happens with the first dinar, and he just has to pay it up later. Says Gemara, no, hach me'eskin and damar b'manazu. The price is talking about what he said, manazu. Manazu means that when I finish paying the full mana, that's when the kiddushin is going to happen. But if you just say mana stam, then the kiddushin happens right away with the first dinar. Well, wait a second. Hamid the seifa b'manazo reisha b'manastam. The seifa of that price, which we did not yet quote, says manazo. That implies that up until that point, we were not talking about manazo. We were talking about manastam. De katani seifa, because the seifa says amar lo eskachi li b'manazo v'nimtza mana chaser dinar o dinar shel nechoshes einam. That if you say manazo and then it turns out that it's not a full it's not a full mana, or it's a dinar shel nechoshes and not of kesef, so she's not mekudeshes. But dinar ra harezu mekudeshes v'yachlif. If it's a dinar ra, so then it's mekudeshes, and you just will define what all these things are, what a dinar ra is, and you just switch it out. But the seif is talking about where you said manazo, so it must be that the reish is talking about where you didn't say manazo, where it's just manastam, and still ain't a mekudeshes until you finish paying the entire mana. So it's Vaiter Kasha and Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar had said that as soon as you give the first dinar, it's mekudeshes. So it says Gemara, lo, reisha v'seif adamar b'manazo. Both the reisha and the seif are talking about where he said manazo. Uprusha kamafarish. The seif is simply elaborating on the reisha. That ratzach amen lachzor afilu b'dinar achra onar shos biyado. That we said in the reisha that if either one of them wants to back out up until the point where you finish paying the mana, they're able to back out because the kiddushin is not yet chal. Keitzad kigon damar la b'manazo. The sefer says, oh, and that's talking about dafka if you said b'manazo. But if you said manastam, then she would have been mukadashas at the very first dinar that you would give her. V'achinami mistavra, and it's very mistavra to say that the reisha is also talking about a case of manazo. Diisal kadayt of reisha manastam, because if the reisha was saying by manastam that even in the case of manastam she's only mukadashas when you finish paying the whole mana, well hashta b'manastam la v'kiddushim manazo. Bai, then what's the point of the seifa? Obviously, if when you say mana stam, she's only mekadeshes when you finish paying the mana. So obviously, in the case of mana zo, she's only going to be mekadeshes when you finish paying the whole mana. So the whole seifa is extra then. So it must be that the reisha is also by mana zo, and the seifa is just explaining the reisha. Says, well, that's not necessarily such a raya though. Imishim ha lo iria. If that's your best raya, that the reisha is mana zo, not such a great raya, because it could be that tana seifa legaluye reisha. That enochinami, once you know the din of the reisha, the din of the seifa is obvious. But it's not so obvious to me what the reisha means until the seifa gives me a different case. Meaning, I don't know that the reisha means mana zo until the, or mana stam, until the seifa says mana zo. Oh, must be then that the reisha is mana stam. That l'shol toma reisha b'mana zo. In order that I not think that the reisha says means mana zo, of mana stam av kedushin, but in the case of mana stam, it would be a kedushin. So tana seifa b'mana zo, the seifa changes the case to mana zo, mechal the reisha b'mana stam. So that it will be clear that the reisha is mana stam. It's still not a good kiddushin. So there are two ways to explain the brisa. Either the brisa is entirely talking about a case of manazo, in which case manastam might be different. That manastam, it could be that as soon as you give the first dinar, she's mukadashas. Or the reisha of the brisa is manastam, the seifa is manazo, and it's against Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar has said, when you give the first dinar, it's mukadeshes, is against this brisa. The Gemara brings another teretz to the challenge on Rabbi Lazar from the brisa. Rav Ashi Amar, mon v'holich shayni. The case in the brisa is where you're just counting it out. And that's different than the case of Rabbi Lazar, where he said you can give her a mana, and he just gave her a dinar, and that's it. He didn't do anything else. So that's where didaita akulei, when you're counting it out, clearly she's only intending to have kiddushin when you finish, when you're going to finish paying her. But if you're already finished, you just gave her a dinar and you walk away, so then she has das tav kiddushin right then. So hai dinar shal nechoshes hechidami. Now in the brisa we mentioned that a dinar shal nechoshes, if among the mana there's a dinar shal nechoshes, that she's ena mukadeshes. So what exactly is the case? Idi adabei yosav v'kibla. If she knew that it was dinar shal nechoshes and not kesef, so she agreed to take it. So what's the problem? So let's see. No, he gave it to her at night, she couldn't see, she didn't know. Inami dishtakla benizuze, or he hid it among the other money. He snuck in a dinar shal nechoshes among the other dinari kesef to get to the mana. Hai dinara hechidami. The case of the dinara where it is a valid kiddushin, what's that case? Idolo nothing. If it's such a dinara that it can't be used as currency, hainu dinar shal nechoshes. Well, then that's the same as dinar shal nechoshes, where it's not what she was supposed to get, and therefore it should not be a valid kiddushin. Why is a dinara a valid kiddushin? No, it's a case where it can be used as currency, but only people aren't happy about taking it. It's like the dollar coins. You can use it. The store can't really refuse it, but they're not particularly happy. They'll ask, "Do you have any bills? Do you have any?" Nowadays, there are no bills either. Everyone just pays with whatever. Depending where you are, I guess. Certain from places you could only pay with, there are cash machines outside of, I was told, in certain restaurants in certain communities, because you're only allowed to pay in cash. That is a chil Hashem she'in kamohu. But anyway, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. So Rava says in the name of Rav Nachman, Amar la eskachi li bimana v'iniach l'mashkon aleha. If he says, I want you to be mekadesh to me with a mana, and he puts and he gives her a mashkon for the mana, ain't a mekadeshes. She's not mekadeshes. Mana in kan, mashkon in kan. That he didn't give her a mana, and therefore the mashkon doesn't work for the kiddushin. Meaning he wanted to be mekadesh with the mana, he never gave her a mana, and a mashkon is not a valid form of kiddushin. Eisvei Rav L'Rav Nachman, so Rav challenges Rav Nachman, kitcha b'mashkon m'mukadeshes. If you're mekadesh with a mashkon, she is mukadeshes, it says. So isn't that against what you just told me, that it does not work? No, hasam b'mashkon da'acherim. The Bryce is talking about where you give a mashkon that belongs to someone else, meaning other people owed you money, and they gave you a mashkon as that chov, and then you were mekadesh nisha with that. That works. How do I know that a Baal Chov actually becomes the owner of the Mashkon? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says when it talks about a person receiving a Mashkon for a Halva'a, it says, Ulechatia Tzedakah, that when you give back the Mashkon as needed, meaning the person gave you their pajamas as a Mashkon, and you give it back every night, so you're doing a great act of Tzedakah. Well, wait a second, I can't be Yotze the Mitzvah of Tzedakah by giving somebody else's money. I can only be Yotze Tzedakah if I'm giving you something that belongs to me. So Imeinu Kona Tzedakah Minayin. If I don't own the Mashkon, why would that be considered Tzedakah? So Mikan Lebal Chov Shkona Mashkon. It must be that I do own the Mashkon, that when you give me a Mashkon because of a loan that I made to you, I am the owner of that Mashkon, and therefore I could be Mekadesh Nisha with it. When the Masada Kiddushin asked me under the Chuppah, is this yours? I can say confidently, yes, it's mine, because it is a Mashkon that I received. B'nei Rav Huna Bar Avin, Zavana Hu Amsa Bepriti. They bought a Shivcha using Prutos of Nechoshes, but Lav Bahadayu, they didn't have enough enough prutos to pay for the full price. So Sivi Naskale. So they gave a piece of silver as a mashkon. Lusofi Yakar Amsa. Afterwards, the value of the shivcha went up, and they wanted to know: do they already own the shivcha, and therefore they made a good investment, and now she's worth more? Or no? Maybe they don't yet own her, and now they're going to have to pay a higher price because the mocher has the right to say she went up in value. Now, if you want to buy her, she costs more. So also. They asked Rabbi Ami the Shaila, Amalu, Priti Inkan, Naska Inkan. There weren't enough prutos. You didn't give the full value, and therefore the mashkon that you gave in place is also not considered a mecher. It's not considered to be payment for the shivcha. So it does not work to do it in such a way. Says the Gemara further now. Tan Rabbanan, his kachi l'mana. If a guy says, I want you to be mekadesh me with mana, nataltu is rakatu liyama l'ur, or l'kaltu v'ra'avir enim kadeshes. Then she throws him into the ocean or into a fire or somewhere it's going to get destroyed. She's enim kadeshes. That is a rejection of the kiddushin. Hashatatinu kameh, have a kiddushin, says, ooh, so maybe we could be medayik from there, that if instead of throwing it into the fire, she just throws it back at him, then it's a valid kiddushin. But hakam le shakil lo biina. But when she throws it back at him, isn't she saying, take it back? I don't want it. I don't want to be mukadeshes to you. So it says more lo mi bayu ka'amar. Lo mi bayu shetetinu kamed lo avikidushin. It's obvious if she throws it right back in his face, it's not a valid kidushin. Avos akasu liyamalu or ema. But if she throws it into the fire or into the say ema kivin de mechayve buhu kidushay kadosh nafsha, that I might think that since she's going to be chayiv to pay for it now, she is accepting the kiddushin. Why is she throwing it into a fire? Vadka of the hachi. The fact that she's throwing it into the yam or into a fire is sabra ibadka lahai gabri iratchana hu alo. This was a test to see how he reacts. So kamashmulan. Therefore, comes to tell me that no, it's a rejection. She just wasn't thinking clearly, and she wasn't thinking about the fact that she's going to have to pay for it. But it's a rejection of the kiddushin. Tana rabbanan skachli bimana. And the man says to a woman, I want you to be mekudesh to me with a mana. And she says, Tanem la abba ulavicha, give it to my father or to your father. Einu mekudeshes. Because she's messing around with him. She's not interested in accepting it. Al menashe yikablum li mekudeshes. But if she says, give it to my father because he's better at holding on to things, or to your father because I trust him to watch it for me, so then mekudeshes. Meaning if she says, they will accept it on my behalf, then she's mekudeshes. So tana abba lo diacha koach deresha. The reason we give the example of her own father is to let us know that in the Reisha, even though she said her own father, she was still just messing around with him. It's not Kiddushin. Tana Avicha, we give the example of his father, that if she says that he'll be Makabel for me, that even if it's his father, where she should have less trust in his father, that still when she says he's going to accept it for me, that she still means to accept it as Kiddushin. Hiskachli mana, if someone says, I want to be Makadish with the mana, and she says, to name Laploni, give them to Ploni, Einu Mukadeshas. But Almanashi Kablam leave, she says Almanasta Ploni will be Makablit for me, Mekudeshes. Very similar to what we just said, except we replaced the words Abava Avicha with the word Ploni. So why do I need both a case of Abava Avicha and a case of Ploni? Utsricha. Diashmin Abava Avicha, if it only would have told me the case of her saying, give it to Abava Avicha, Hasmudhiamra Almanashi Kablam Li Ava the Kiddushin. I would say in that case where she says, they'll be mekabel it for me, it's a valid Kiddushin, to some chadayti ilayhu, because she'll have smichas das on them, savra avdin lishlichusai, because she knows them, and they'll take care of her, and they'll fulfill her shlichus. Avo ploni lo, but I would think that if she says, let ploni be mekabel it for me, she doesn't really think ploni's going to be mekabel it for her, she has no relationship with ploni. And yeah, shmin and ploni, if it only were to tell me the case of ploni, I would say, hachu d'chiyamra t'neim l'ploni lo'av kiddushi, that it's only in the case of t'neim l'ploni, where she doesn't say that the guy's going to be mekabel it for me, that it's not a good kiddushin, the l'mikra v'dayta l'gabe l'misfal matana, because they don't have such kirav das, that she's going to give ploni a matana. Aval abba v'avicha d'mikra v'dayta l'gabayu, but abba v'avicha, where she needs to give dad a birthday present anyway, so she just figures, you know, give it to him, and I'll be mekudeshes to you, say em matani avtin alayu. I would think she's giving it as a matana, and she's really accepting it as kiddushin. So tzricha, that's why he needs to tell me that whether you say abba v'avicha, or whether she says ploni, in either case, if she says to name, it's not a valid kiddushin, but if she says, let them be mekabelit for me, it is a valid kiddushin. Tanu Rabbanan, skachi mana, t'neim al gabi sela, enu mekadeshes. If he says, I want you to mekadesh me with a mana, and she says, put it on the rock, enu mekadeshes. V'mahayu sela shalat, if it was her rock, then mekadeshes, because chatzeru shalat, the miskona, on behalf of a person. Bayu Rabibi, sela shal shneya mahu, what if they both own the sela? So teku, that we leave unresolved. Hiskachi li bekikar, teneu lekelev, enu mekadeshes. If he says, I want to be mekadesh with a kikar, she says, give it to the dog. Doesn't work. V'mahayu kelev shalom mekadeshes. If it was her dog, it is mekadeshes. V'mahayu rav mari kelev ratzach rema. What if the dog is chasing her? And she says, give it to that dog so he doesn't bite me. So, bahu anod de kamatzel nafshe minei gomra mekani le nafshe. O dilma matzi amra le midar reis achivim mechavta latzulan. Do we assume that the hanod that she got from being saved from the dog is she's willing to give herself for kiddushin? Or do we assume the guy's got to do it anyway? You got to save a Jew who's in distress, so it's not kiddushin. Teku. And finally, skach the bikikar tenei laani ainam kadeshes. I want to be mekadesh with the kikar. She says, give it to an ani. It's ainam kadeshes. Afilu ani asamach aleha. Even if it's an ani that relies on her. My time. Amaleki. Echid mechayves be'ana. Hachim mechayves be'at. Just like I have to give tzedakah, you also have to give tzedakah. So that has nothing to do with me accepting kiddushin. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Hahu Gavra. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you.
Have a good day.